Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And I saw this clip that was going viral and being thrown all around the internet yesterday about Licata going nuts and being angry about Juan Soto taking walks in big spots, also known as getting on base and producing offensively in these huge spots. But I wanted to play this clip for you and then discuss it. WFAN Radio.
Took everything looking. Yeah. We'll get into that in a second.
So wait, let's get into it now.
Hold okay, on, Rich, and thank you for the call,
what,
Rich.
Get into what?
Yes, he's looking for a walk. Soto's looking for, and I love Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And John Harper, my colleague at SNY, correctly predicted I would at some point go nuts about Soto looking for a walk. A walk is not as good as a hit. And when you have Judge struggling and you got the pitcher on the ropes, you got first and second in a spot right there where you need to do damage. Mm-hmm. You're Juan Soto. You need to do damage, not draw a walk. And Juan Soto's looking for a walk. Swing the bat, bro. That's what you want to get paid. Swing the bat. I don't care if he's a Yankee, if he's a Met. I cannot accept a walk in that spot from Juan Soto. That does not get the job done. Passing the baton is not what I'm looking for from Juan Soto. I'm looking for him to do some damage. Now, if you don't get plenty of pitches to hit, fine. Soto was looking for a walk in that at bat. So much so that when he walked, it was like he accomplished some great feat. Oh, here we go, baby. I'm pumped up by walk. No. No, you didn't get the job done. You passed the baton to Judge, who's been cold, and he didn't get the job done. Soto failed. A walk in that spot was a fail for Juan Soto.
The way I look at it, when somebody says they're looking for a walk, to me, that implies they're afraid to swing the bat.
No.
I want to make sure you're not saying that. Don't start saying that.
I don't think he was afraid.
You're not saying that. Tell me.
He walked.
I understand that. Sometimes not every pitch is a strike.
I want him to do damage. I think Juan Soto approached that at bat like he does every other.
What?
And that's looking to have
meaning
a quality
staying
at bat.
In his process? That's why he wants Soto.
How dare
he? He could cut it off there. He had the nerve and the audacity in a big spot to walk up to the plate and to look to have a quality at bat. This dummy. He wants to have a quality at bat. How dumb is he? That's his job. That's what he's there for. I couldn't believe this when I saw it.
I could, by the way.
You don't deserve Juan Soto, New York. The Yankees are 10-3. I'll repeat. The Yankees are 10-3. Juan Soto, who is walking too much and not hitting enough, is hitting .360.
Leads the team in hits.
With a 10.08 OPS and is getting on base 47% of the time. On top of that, Juan Soto's superpower, his cape that he flies around wearing, the thing that makes him Superman, is his ability to have great at-bats every time at the plate, whether it's the first inning or a fourth inning of a blowout loss. Plenty of those in D.C. the last few years before he was traded, or in the ninth inning in the World Series with a couple of guys on. He's the same guy. He's not going to get out of his game. He's not going to swing at balls. He's got a better eye than just about any umpire in Major League Baseball. He's going to spit on tough pitches. You went and got Juan Soto. Juan Soto showed up. He's here to have great at-bats. Occasionally, that means take a lot of walks more than anyone else in baseball every single year and chew bubble gum, and he's all out of bubble gum. And you're upset because, checking my notes here, he got on base in a big spot. Okay. Sure.
Who leads the team in RBIs? Yes, he does. Yes, Juan Soto does. Yes, he does from the two-hole. Now, if here's the flip of this. This is why I find this so grating. Let's say Juan Soto decides for this guy. I've already forgotten his name. Comes up in a big spot, swings at three breaking balls in the dirt, and the inning ends. Guy's up there chasing. He's up there trying to be a hero. He's up there trying to do it. What do you think you are, Babe Ruth? Who are you, Mickey DiMaggio? Like two of the greatest of all time combined into one? Because you're just trying to hit home runs, trying to get paid? The numbers are sparkling. This isn't even the early season pressing Juan Soto that we got a couple of times. And we kept telling everybody to be patient, where he was hitting 215 through 2 months of the season. This dude is tearing it up. He is outstanding.
He's the biggest reason why they're 10-3.
Leads the team in hits, RBIs. Second in walks to Aaron Judge. Are you mad at Aaron Judge for taking 14 walks?
I'm sure he is.
Are you getting pissy at all the dude? The judge needs to slam his gavel. Swing the bat. What are we doing?
You don't deserve him. The 25-year-old sensation with the great smile, the Soto shuffle. Find a new home this offseason if they're going to be angry because you're taking walks in big spots. And what's particularly hilarious about it is that Judge is behind him, and then Rizzo, and then Stanton, and then Verdugo, and then Volpe. Like, you look at that lineup. Soto in the two-hole getting on is a massive win going into a heart of the order with an MVP-caliber player in Judge who can jump yard on any pitch, with Rizzo, who is the epitome of great at bat, right? He's a little now long in the teeth. He's 35 years old almost, but still a guy as a lefty who can have a really good AB.
He's a presence still, yeah.
And then Stanton, who's off to a really good start. He's healthy and he's been slugging. He, too, is getting a little older. He's 34 years old. But if this was the Nationals of 2021 and Soto, and you wanted to say, I need Juan to swing at bad pitches and to hit for a lower average and to be more aggressive because no one's ever going to move him along or drive him in when he gets on base. Him walking does nothing because the team around him is terrible. I still think that's a stupid point and a bad analysis.
Yeah, we're going to make everybody worse.
But okay. At least you're coming from the perspective of he's a one-man army and you're either going to produce the runs or no one is. It's the Yankees, man. You got Aaron bleeping Judge behind him. You got Rizzo and Stanton waiting. You got Verdugo and company at the bottom of the order. It's going to be okay. But just the notion in this game that's so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That you got a 10-3 team, you got a guy who's the MVP of the team right now, who's hitting 370 with a 1,000 OPS. He draws a walk, he gets on base, he does his job, he moves the line, and you're angry about it because he didn't come through with the big hit. Mind you, now I don't know which at bat he's referencing.
Right on,
right? But I did see a graphic. It frankly doesn't matter to me because even if he had taken two straight pitches middle and then walked, he still did his job. But that wasn't the case. Like, there was this, if it's the right at-bat that somebody was sending around that they thought he was discussing, there were two pitches he could have swung at. One he probably wasn't going to do a whole lot with, which was, like, up and away, and the other was middle away. Probably could have barreled it and hit it hard somewhere.
Maybe not what he was looking for, maybe not what the scouting report said, maybe not how he'd pitched other left-handers, maybe not what he'd seen in his book. There's so many variables to it.
Totally.
So it's so stupid.
He's keyholing something. Yeah. He's looking for a pitch in a certain location. But again, where are you playing? Who's on deck? Aaron Judge. I'm sorry that time he didn't come through. I'm sorry that he's 2 for his last 11, whatever it might be. That's all the more reason why he might come through in his next
at-bat. Yeah, you mean the guy that hit 37 bombs in 100 games last year? Again, I bet you'll be okay. But here's the thing. If this was, again, a slightly different circumstance, if you're talking about a runner on third with nobody out, and that's the winning run in the ninth inning, then yeah, but, you know, expand your zone a little bit, flick the bat on something, get a sack fly, win the game. I could understand that. That's not the case that he's talking about, the situation, because I think he was saying first and second. Sounds like there's two outs. So you're not doing the pitcher any favors. You see what I'm saying? Like, expanding the zone isn't like some secret sauce.
Sure.
Right? In fact, by the way, coming up through minor league organizations or coming up through the minors, it's the thing that people have to learn. He's advanced because he could do it as a 19-year-old.
He's
learning the strike zone.
Best ever in my life at this.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.